Radio.com.
Trestrio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you our...
Radio.com.
Trestrio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trestrio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrestrioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm excited that you are joining us tonight to visit with one of our wonderful guests that are joining us tonight. With me tonight, I want to bring to the show and welcome back my co-host and lovely aunt, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky. It's going to be a great evening, and we are happy to spend the next 30 minutes with our listeners.
Well, and, you know, our listeners, our diligent listeners know that we, from time to time and sometimes more than not, have a beautiful guest co-host with us, and she's been away for quite some time doing what she does so well, and that's running Western Wishes. So she is here tonight, back in the saddle, and joining us tonight, I want to welcome Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you there?
I am. It's so nice to be back again. I just definitely was missing in action, got very, very sick for 3 weeks, and got very, very busy trying to coordinate all these wishes. There's 15 to do in the first quarter, so it's a kind of a tall order.
Wow. And I know you've been super, super busy, and I know that you've been on the go since the finals, and you've had some ropings that you're doing, but you were sharing with us a little bit earlier about a special wish that just happened. Can you share with our listeners about that?
Oh, yeah, Saturday night. It was so cute. Now, Vicki knows Chandler. Do you remember Chandler from Cheyenne?
Oh, I absolutely do, Donalyn. What a sweetheart.
Isn't he a little doll? Well, you know, it took 2 years, but he just loved Aaron Watson, and he even recorded that song, the July in Cheyenne, you know, the song about Lane. And anyway, so it finally took, we finally got a meet and greet Saturday night, and he was in concert at Billy Bob's. But I got to tell you, in 21 years of wishes, this is a Hall of Fame wish. Aaron was just unbelievable with that kid. I mean, he even took him into a room with the guitar and the cameraman, and he sang the July in Cheyenne, you know, with Aaron, which I can't wait to see that. I think it was so cute.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
The
so
pics
awesome.
He got, you know, like the – then he put him on stage. We were backstage just watching, and then all of a sudden he just puts him on stage. It was so sweet. And when he sang July in Cheyenne – the crowd just went crazy. And then he put him up on this little box and everything, and it was adorable. And we went to Best Hat Company, and thanks to American Hat, got Chandler a new hat, and had a wonderful meal at Grady Spears' restaurant, the Horseshoe Hill, called Horseshoe Hill. And it was wonderful. So we had a wonderful night. It was over and above. And you know what? He gave him two guitar picks, and it said, "Pick Jesus."
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, Donna Lynn, I think that's the most amazing thing about Western Wishes is that these lovely, wonderful, spirit-filled Wish kids, young and old alike, they bring out the best in all of us, and they make us want to try harder and to do better. What an amazing story, Donna Lynn. Thank you for sharing it with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I just loved it. I knew you'd love that. I knew you guys would like to hear that update. Finally got that done.
Well, now, if you would, real quick, before we bring our guest on, tell me just a little bit about Chandler.
Well, Chandler has, it's kind of an odd thing. It's called a reverse. It's called reverse bone marrow dysfunction. He's had and he has a malformed brain, so he's had one major brain surgery and then one minor. But he's a little trooper. They stopped counting the procedures after 200. He's a little Cook's children's kid, and he's just
awesome.
A little trooper. And do you remember, Vicki, how he got Chuck Hedeman's rigging bag at Cheyenne and got to have it for a year?
Oh, you know, it's just such an inspiring story, Donna Lynn. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. What a sweetheart.
Yep,
well,
he's darling.
Well, thank you so much for sharing an update with us. And listeners, if you're out there and you want to know how to get involved with Western Wishes, be sure to just go to westernwishes.org and read all about what Donna Lynn is up to and how you can get involved and great kids that benefit from it, great families that benefit from it, and really you're blessed because of what you do to help. Donna, we thank you for all that you do. If you're listening tonight, and as we bring our guests on, and you want to join the call or you have something you want to say or ask our guests, please remember if you're calling in, just push 1, and that will take you into the host queue where Maria, my producer, will let you come on the show and let us know that you're there, and we can bring you on so you can visit with our guests. And, of course, you can either stream at our website, shesguncountry.us, and that's where all of our archives are listed under our media tab, so be sure you check that out. But without further ado, I want to get to our guest and give him the time that he deserves. I'm really excited to bring him on the show. It's so funny in the Western world how, you know, lives are entwined and lives cross paths, and you don't even realize you're somehow connected. And this is just one more gentleman, one more cowboy, one more great bull rider coming out of the Great Lakes circuit that we're bringing to the show, and that is bull rider Matt Dunsmore. Matt, are you there with us?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me all right?
We can. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Well, we are doing well, and I know you have already quite an extensive background in history with my family. So I'm going to let Aunt Vicki talk a little bit about how you guys know each other, and we're going to get into this interview.
Well, thank you, Becky. You know, before we went on air earlier, I always call Matt Dunny, only because that's my son, Brett Tatum, and my nephew, Becky's brother, Jesse Christensen. You know, y'all rodeoed together at UNLV in Las Vegas, and,
yep.
You know, that's how I came to know you. And tell us a little bit about those days.
Oh, man, I wish I was back at those days now that I'm growing up and working and... but I met Brett, your son, kind of took me under his wing, him and Jason Maddox, when I started school. I didn't know anybody out there. The first day of school at UNLV, I was like, what am I doing? It's like 100 degrees out and felt like I had a blow dryer in my face. And I was like, what am I doing? I have no clue. I'm from Minnesota. I don't know anybody on the West Coast, let alone, you know, west of the Mississippi. And went there, and Brett became my best friend, and I went to a few pro rodeos before that, but he really taught me how to enter and just, like, brought me along with him. He's been like a big brother to me ever since I've known him.
Well, you know, Matt, this is Vicki, and Becky and I were visiting earlier, and, And Becky's going, you know, Matt's so familiar to me. And I'm like, well, Becky, Matt was at Brett and Keeley's wedding in Bloomfield, New Mexico. And you took some great photos. Do you still do photography?
Not as much, just with my work schedule and stuff. But, yeah, I wish I could. I still, you know, I use my iPhone now, but but I'd like to do more photos.
The Brett's wedding, yeah. That was a great time.
Yeah, I had a blast
That was a blessing. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if it, you know, having Brett and any of the males in our family take in, I mean, that can mean trouble. I'm sure you had some hellacious stories between Brett and Jason and all those competitors out there. And, you know, you guys were kind of a rowdy bunch, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, those guys, you know, they're all so Christian. And, yeah, we had our fun and we goofed off and stuff like that. But it was they were a good crowd to hang out with, and they introduced me to a lot of great people. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for all that they've done for me.
Well, Matt, this is Vicki. I'm sorry, Vicki, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, Matt, you know, we're about three, four minutes till break, and maybe let's take a back step a little bit and tell us how you ended up in UNLV. How did you get your career and your passion and love for rodeo started?
Well, like from when I was a little kid or?
Yeah, wherever it started. Let's just bring us up to speed how you ended up at UNLV.
Well, I graduated from high school here in Minnesota at a Christian school, and then I went to Hillsboro, Texas my first year, and it was just a small little junior college. And then I knew I wanted to go to, you know, like a four-year university, and UNLV was one of the few larger universities that would give scholarships. And I knew, like, Ross Coleman at the time, I didn't know him personally, but I just knew that he went there, and, like, Justin McBride, and so it was kind of a big-name school at the time when those guys were riding at their at the top or when they were in their breakout season. So I really wanted to go where, you know, the big dogs were. And so I kept on hounding the coach, and finally he let me come on as like a walk-on. And then I went out there, and they could tell I could ride halfway decent. And then they were able to give me scholarships after that. And but yeah, I'm so glad I went out there. There's times I wish I was still out in the West Coast.
Well, Matt, this is Vicki, and, you know, you have excelled. You have truly excelled. I mean, you know, besides being a two-time National High School Finals qualifier, you qualified and went to the College National Finals Rodeo when you were on the UNLV team, Great Lakes Circuit Finals qualifier. Tell us about pro rodeo back in your neck of the woods. I mean, Minnesota seems far removed from the Western way of life, but in reality, it is a huge part of our Western way of life.
Yeah, I've heard, and I'm pretty positive that this statement's true, that there's more horses per capita in Minnesota than anywhere else in the United States. There's so many horses here. I shoe horses on
wow.
the side, and everybody has horses in their backyards. It's you wouldn't realize it, or it's not publicized as this huge horse country, but people love rodeos. All the rodeos here are always packed with fans. They just had one at the big Xcel Energy Center here in downtown St. Paul, and it was sold out both nights. And that holds 18,000 people. And that's just a world's toughest amateur event. You know, it's not even big name guys. And so they love rodeo. I remember all my buddies from Texas would come up here just because they loved all the fans and how big the rodeos were, and just people would come out of the woodworks for them. So it is large here. And, I think it's just going to get bigger.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, sit tight, listeners. And remember, if you're calling in and you want to visit with us and Matt, just press 1 so Maureen knows you're there and lets us know our line. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. More with Matt Densmore. Thank
you. 4radio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join a Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to fuel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. All of us here at Trestrio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trestrios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trestrio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrestrioSilver.com. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know we've already halfway into our show, and we've got a great guest tonight, and that is our friend from the East, the Northeast, and up there in Minnesota, and that's Pure Stable Rider Matt Densmore. Matt, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Well, you know, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, going to college and all of our families, you know, and my brother and my cousin and just all the history that's gone on. And I probably meant you didn't know it, but it's nice to meet you again now and then become friends. And, you know, you intrigued me because I was, you know, we're friends on Facebook and I was watching, you know, you coming up in this last season of rodeo. And I would love for you to share with our audience, you had a special event that you qualified for this year, and that was the All-American. Tell our listeners a little bit about that rodeo and that event and how that was for you this year.
It had always been, like, the PRCA started that All-American Finals, I think, in order to try to get more bigger-name guys to go to the smaller rodeos. And so that's, I don't even know how many years they've been doing it, at least, I think, 5 years. And so I've been trying to qualify every year, and you got to go to a minimum of 30 rodeos. And that's a lot of rodeos for just, you know, I'm basically just a circuit cowboy kind of guy. And so I would go to 30 and then to be in the top, I think it's 25 or top 30 of that. And so this year or every year I've been trying to make that, and this year I finally made it. And it was a blast, you know. I grew up going to the Texas Circuit Finals, watching my brother-in-law ride Saddlebron courses, and then when I was in school, I'd go down there and watch. And so to be able to ride in that the Heart of Texas Waco Arena was awesome. There's so many, you know, legends that I rode in that arena, and then actually to be in those bucking chutes and be able to get there. And I had a blast. My mom lives down there now, and my sister, she lives in Athens, and to be hang out with them and my little nieces, and it was pretty cool. And then actually to accomplish a goal felt good, especially being 34 years old.
Well, and you know, the All-American, that used to be the Heartland Series, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember that because when I was running Spokane, that was one of the series that you could qualify for going into those mid-range purse rodeos, qualifying for those. And it's a great event, though, for circuit cowboys, like you said yourself, as far as, you know, another event to qualify for finals if you're not one of those ones that are traveling to the 100-plus rodeos and you're trying to make the finals. So
exactly.
I thought that was awesome. And you did a great job. I saw your ride. I don't know if I'm Vicki Salin got to see that, but you had a great ride. And did you get ladies get to see that?
No.
Okay. You'll have to check out his Facebook page because I think he's got it posted on there.
Yeah, I think I do. I came down like a little early, but it still was a good bull riding, good bull, so whatever.
I'm sorry. This is Vicki, and I, you know, had my phone on mute, and I'm sorry. But it's off of mute now. And you know what, Matt? I'm going to go back, and I'm going to make sure that I watch that. But I do know what a great hand you are, what a good hand you are. And I absolutely love the idea that you are from Minnesota. And like I said, most people don't think about Minnesota being rodeo country, but it truly is. Do you have one special memory that really sticks out in your mind about rodeoing, not particularly out west here, but back in your home part of the country?
I grew up going to this. It's a small open rodeo in northern Minnesota. It's Effie, and it's the North Star Stampede. I grew up there with my whole family going. Shoot, I remember being there when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And so every year I enter it. It's always the same time as Cheyenne, and so I'm always like, well, if I get into Cheyenne, I got to go to Cheyenne. I got to miss this rodeo. And it's not a big deal, but it's just been a family, a family deal. And I finally won it this year, and so that was kind of a big deal. And my little brother and my dad were all there, and so it was a fun time. So I guess that's a big memory for me.
Well, Matt, this is Donna Lynn, and I really need you to go to Cheyenne this year because we have a Minnesota family that's coming to Cheyenne this year.
No way. Who's that?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm Miranda, and get this. I texted Miranda Clemens and said, by any chance, do you know Matt? And she goes, yes, I really know. And, she's been trying to get online. She was like, she wanted to kind of jump on, but she represents the Western Wishes in the Midwest. And, of course, she's
awesome,
really
yeah.
been a good college intern, and now she's out of school and helping a lot. She's raised money to set aside for that Cheyenne Wish and the NFR Wish. She's doing a good job. So, anyway, yeah,
that's
Miranda.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she was trying to get through here, but for some reason it just kept bumping her off. But anyway, she said, he's great. He'll do a great interview.
Well, if you guys are out there listening, press 1 and let Maria know you're out there so she can let us know you're wanting to come on and visit. So just remember, if you're listening, just press 1, give it just a minute, and it'll take you into the host queue. You know, Matt, besides all that you do as far as your riding and your career as a professional bull rider, you also had been the director. Are you still currently the director, bull riding director for your circuit?
I gave it up this year. I get I got a full-time job. I work for Hawkins Water Treatment out of South St. Paul, Minnesota. And so, like, the summer times is our busy season, and it just gets a little too much in between trying to rodeo myself and shoe horses, and my wife's a barrel racer and trying to go to her events and help her around the house with all the animals. It just got to be too much. But yeah, I did it for 4 years, and it was a great experience, and met a lot of people, and I don't regret one day of it.
Awesome. Well, and coming from that line of or that position within the PRCA and within your circuit, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over the 4 years that you were there, and I'm pretty confident you're a pretty strong supporter of all PRCA is doing. And do you think they do a pretty good job as far as how they're growing everything within the PRCA to give the Cowboys really a lot of different venues to compete at?
Yeah, I love the PRCA, and I try to get – that's why there's so many good bull riders from Minnesota, but so many of them don't leave, or I don't know if they just get scared or nervous to leave their little neck of the woods, or a lot of them come from ranches or farms where they need to stay home and work, where they can sneak away for a weekend to go to a small amateur event around the house, and where, you know – I wish a lot more of them would be able to venture out. Like, well, Brett Stahl, he did, and he's made the NFR 2 or 3 times now. And, Jane Melby, she's a barrel racer from Minnesota, and she's made it a couple times. And, you know, there's plenty of, other up-and-comers that I know will. But it's just, there's so many that ride good, but they stick around home, and I just wish more people would leave. But, you know, everybody loves the PRCA, you know. And, you know, our circuit, the Great Lakes Circuit Finals, is ridiculously awesome. It's in Louisville, Kentucky. It's hooked up with a 4-H and FFA convention. We got one
of
the most added money. Yeah, and it's in, most added money. It's like a little NFR, so they treat us like, you know, like we should be.
Matt,
I just learned,
Matt, that is an amazing rodeo, Louisville.
It was the performances and the stock bust, and it was really, really good. It was a new, something new to learn. So really good.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Good.
Well, Matt, I know, our time goes so fast. What I want to do real quick, I know Aunt Vicki's got a question for you, but after Aunt Vicki asked her question, share with us a little bit about, you and your wife, Lacey, and what you guys are doing, because I know you have a website. It's called 77ranchcompany.com. So, Aunt Vicki, go ahead and ask your question, and I'm going to let Matt close out with his telling us a little bit about his website and what him and his wife are doing.
Okay, well, Becky, that was my question, because I wanted to hear about Lacey and talk about what it is that y'all do, Matt. Please share that with us.
We both have, real jobs on this, full-time jobs, but then we have our 77 Ranch Company website, and, Lacey's a barrel racer, and she trains all our horses, and we have, we have a bunch of great bloodlines, Streak of Fling, Frenchman guys, great barrel horses that we get young, and then Lacey trains them, gets them ready, and she fraternities them, and then start, selling them after that. I don't know. We're just getting going, but, all these horses are like our babies. We don't have any kids, so I don't know how easy it is going to be to, say goodbye to them, but, that's something we want to do, and Lacey's very passionate about it, and she's very good at it, so...
awesome.
But yeah, just keep following us, and you'll start seeing a lot of good horses.
Well, and again, you can find their website at 77ranchcompany.com. And real quick question, where did the 77 come from?
It's actually both. We got the same birthday, so it's July 7th. So we have 77 in
no
our
way!
Brand.
I love it.
July 6th. No wonder I like you guys.
Really awesome.
Yeah, really fun. Well, Matt, it's sure been fun visiting with you. I wish we had some more time, but we are out of time. We have to close it out. I just want to make sure that all of our listeners know, check out their website if you're looking for some good barrel horses, if you want to follow Matt and all he's doing with his rodeos. They're both on Facebook. They're both on Instagram, and I believe they're on Twitter as well. So make sure you link up with them and see what they're up to. And I'm going to turn it – Donalyn, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Matt, thank you for joining us tonight. But I'm going to turn it over to Aunt Vicki and let her close it out for us. So everyone have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Donalyn, thank you for being here this evening.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What a special
pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Always so happy to have Western Wishes. Matt, thank you. It's great to catch up with you. You always hold a spot near and dear in any UNLV rodeo team mom's heart. Thank you. Right now we're going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic from our great fan, Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Lines, and I don't know about you, but I have a problem around my house when it comes to remembering to turn off the water when filling the water troughs. Well, I make promises and I tell myself I won't forget it this time, only to wake up with another man-made flood range again. I always make myself feel better by saying, well, the ground needed watering anyway, or how about this one? The horse's feet were needing some moisture. Well, I finally had to admit to myself that I can't seem to handle this most basic of responsibilities, and I went out and bought a timer for the water hose. It's great. Set the timer, walk off, and it's dealt with. Well, I find that running my mouth is a lot like filling the water trough. Though I start with good intentions of only saying what needs to be said and no more, I find I almost always seem to let more ooze or gush out, and before I know it, I have just created a mud hole. Wouldn't it be so cool if someone would come up with a timer for the mouth? Proverbs says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In other words, what I think on is what I'm eventually going to say. What's in there will find expression. So it's not good enough for me to promise I'll be good. I won't. If I don't want ugly speech coming out my mouth, then I can't allow myself to dwell on ugly thoughts. I got to control it in the mental arena, because I can promise you, if I don't, it will show up in my speech, and my attitude will be one of a walking, overflowing trough that muddies up everything in its path. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic, and for more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email ShaysMichael@NationalCowboyMuseum.org.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
4radio.com.